In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we're going to look at two incidents which then prepare for the miracle of the feeding of the 4,000. In this first miracle, Jesus is outside Palestine. He's up in the area of Tyre and Sidon. In fact, he's in the territory of Tyre, one of those towns there, in what's now Lebanon. It's very interesting that he did that. You see, the text ends there. Yes, the last time he did this, we were looking, and we ended at verse 23 of chapter 7. There was the debate about foods, and our Lord saying, you know, you're too preoccupied with that, that's not important. In fact, those laws are abrogated. And what makes somebody defiled is not of what goes into them, but what comes out of them, their thoughts, their actions, their words, and so forth. Now, today we're going to look at two miracles. The first one takes place up in Tyre, which is non-Israel. It's our Lord's ventures, both of them, one up northwest of Israel and the other northeast of Israel. They're very beautiful and very prophetic of the fact that you don't have to be living in Israel to have Jesus heal you, then or now. And so it starts off then, rising up from there. Well, the there is where he's been up to now. He was in Capernaum. And rising up from there, he went up to the region of Tyre, which is still there. And he went into a house, not wanting anyone to know. But he could not escape notice. Rather, straightway, this is a famous, one of Mark's favorite words, straightway, a woman hearing about him, whose little daughter had an unclean spirit, coming in, fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by race. You see how Mark wants to see the Lord's power is already extending outside Israel. When he rises from the dead, the Lord's power is equally available to anyone in any part of the world who calls on him in faith. And so, this is how this begins, you see. So this woman, whose daughter had a little daughter, had an unclean spirit coming in, fell at his feet. And she was a Greek, meaning belonged to the Greek culture, probably spoke Greek, a Syrophoenician by race, which is Syria, right there where she is, and Phoenicia. And she requested of him that he cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, let the children be satisfied first. Probably alluding to, I'm sent to the Jews, you see. It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. But she answered and said, yes, Lord, even the dogs under the table eat from the scraps of the children. And he said to her, because of this word, go. The demon has gone out of your daughter. And going away to her house, she found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Now, this is the second instance of Gentile, non-Jew faith. The other was the centurion, remember? I'll go and heal him. And the centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy you come into my house. Just stand right there and give the word and my servant will be healed. And Jesus in Matthew says, I haven't found that kind of faith anywhere in Israel. All of these are like harbingers, hints of what the future holds when Jesus, risen from the dead, is available to anybody who calls on him anywhere in faith. The text is leading us, we're going to go over it slowly now. Getting up from there, he went off to the region of Tyre, and he went into a house, not wanting anyone to know, but he couldn't hide, couldn't escape notice. And straight away, that's one of Mark's favorite words, ephthys, a woman hearing about him, whose daughter had an unclean little daughter, Thigatrion, whose little daughter had an unclean spirit, coming in, fell at his feet. Now she wants healing for her daughter. And she knows somehow, this is a holy man. Yeah, he's Jewish, but you know, Jews are holy sometimes. And God hears his prayers. And I want my little daughter healed. And so she came and said something like, will you please cast the demon out of my daughter? Now Jesus is Jewish, and he's putting her to the test. As I started to say before, there are these dots in Mark. We have this one. Earlier we had the centurion, if you remember. He came and wanted to have his servant healed, and it happened. Now, that was down in Israel, but the centurion was part of the occupation force, and he was a non-Jew anyway. He might have been enlisted from Syria or from any part of the world, but he wasn't Jewish. And in Matthew, when he says, Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come into my house, just say a word right where you are, and it'll be taken care of. I know what giving commands is. I'm in the army. And Jesus said, I haven't found faith like this in all of Israel. Go home. Your boy is fine. Now, here, he says, see, let the children be satisfied first. And she said, yes, Lord, even the dogs under the table eat from the scraps of the children. She's taking him up on his word and pushing it further. Yeah, we're the dogs. We're under the table. We're under the table. And so, just toss us a scrap. That's all we need. Just toss us a scrap. Jesus is delighted. First, that she has that much confidence in him. And second, she has that much chutzpah, that much, I care about my daughter, Jesus. We're interested in what you think you're going to be doing. I just want my daughter healed, and I know that you're somehow in touch with God. So please heal my daughter. Well, he said, because of this word, go. The demon has gone out of your daughter. And going away to her house, she found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Now, let's look at our faith. Suppose Jesus said, no, I'm busy, I can't listen to your prayers right now. What would we do? Oh, well, I'll be back, I guess, you know. We wouldn't say, I've got such confidence in you that I'm going to push this. You know, in love, not in anger. In other words, this is a lesson in prayer and how faith is what breaks through the Jew-Gentile barrier. She's got faith in him to heal her daughter, so she's not a Gentile anymore. She's a Christian. This is, as you see, a very beautiful story. And it's put here by Mark right after the ones we've already seen as a story of this Syrophoenician woman. Now, in other words, Jesus is in Palestine. He goes northwest up to Lebanon, and he wants to just get a break, I guess, get a rest, but it's not going to happen. And he's thrilled by this woman's faith and that she wouldn't give up. She trusted him enough. I know that you're a very important man. You're a prophetic figure. You're somehow deeply connected with God. I know all that. But listen, I have a daughter who's really sick, and I know you can heal her, and I trust that you will. And he's thrilled. Thrilled. As I say, when the centurion says this, and according to Matthew, our Lord says, I haven't found faith like this in Israel. This kind of, it looks like I'm pushing you off, but I'm not. I'm giving you a chance to come right out and go right out on your faith so far. You see, because faith is leaning on God so far over that if he doesn't come through, you fall flat on your face. But you won't, because he's God. So talk to him. You see, this is a lesson in prayer. It's a lesson in confidence. Lord, I know you love me. I know you love the people I'm praying for. I know you're going to hear me somehow. And I'm going to just keep on praying. I'm not going to try to wear you down. And I'm not angry. I just know who you are. And I know what you're going to do. And so, you see, in Mark, he just says, because of this word, the demon has gone out of your daughter. Now, if I remember correctly, in Matthew at this point, and that's in 15, Matthew 15, we'll take a look. I'm quite sure, you see, in Matthew, he says, O woman, great is your faith. It's the same story. Matthew often tells the story, you know, oh, Jesus, get rid of her. She's bothering us. She's been firing us all along the road, calling out. Can't you get rid of her? These are the future leaders of the church, you know. But she keeps, can you get rid of her somehow, Jesus? She's just walked all this distance in back of us, calling out, you know, what, can you do something to satisfy her? So she'll let up, see what faith she's got. And so he says the same in different words. It isn't right to take the bread of children and throw it to the kinaris, the little dogs. You know, a dog, especially in that culture, is not a little pet, you know, like my little poodle. These are dogs, you know. And he's calling her a dog. And she answers, yes, Lord, for the dogs eat of the scraps that fall from the table of their lords. And he answering said, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you will. And the daughter was healed from that moment. Now, it doesn't say that in Mark about the faith, but it's there. So you see, that's the way the Lord wants us to pray.